This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Amir Marashi, board-certified cosmetic gynecologist and founder of Saray, the first sexual wellness brand with pleasure care essentials developed by physicians. And Dr. Marashi, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome and really appreciate your time and joining us here today. So, Dr. Marashi, you are well known around the world for your work and have earned the distinguished title of the Vagina Whisperer, first and foremost. How did you get the honor of that unique title?
Well, that's a long story, but the short version is mostly my nurses. You know, I've been doing cosmetic surgeries and surgeries on vaginas, clitoris, around the globe, and nurses in the OR basically told me, you know, you have a very special touch you do these surgeries so well, you make it look so easy. So they started calling me the Vagina Whisperer, and it just stuck with me.
How about that? And I'm sure there's more that you could elaborate on that, but what you've shared, it works just fine. Now, the work that you've done focusing on female anatomy is remarkable. You're on a mission to help folks understand that a big part of self-care is sexual health. How is sexual health and mental health related? I'm sure listeners would appreciate some information on that and enlighten us as well.
Well, sexual health and mental health are very related, and unfortunately, that's something they don't teach us. They tell us that all sex is completely separate, especially in women, but both in women and men. A good orgasm basically helps you make all those happy hormones and chemicals in your body, starting from endorphins, which are the internal morphines your body makes and make you super happy. People go to the gym, all these gym junkies, for hours to get that kind of endorphin kick. And you can get that with like 5 minutes and a very good orgasm. Same thing with serotonin, dopamine. So it makes you a happier person in mind. It makes your mood much better. It's good for your heart health, fertility, all of those. But it really helps the brain get rid of anxiety, be in a much better mood, and all over being a much happier person.
Well, it certainly does make a lot of sense the way you broke that down. Thanks so much. Now, you're on a mission also to normalize the conversation around having a healthy sex life, and more importantly, making sure women know how to achieve a real orgasm. Can you educate us on the percentage of women that don't actually experience a real orgasm and why?
Well, depending on what literature you read is different, but over 80% of women don't really get an orgasm with intercourse. They either have to stimulate themselves, you know, on their own, or they don't really get the feeling, that real orgasm that you feel like, you know, what that near death basically experience, that you feel like I'm dying, but I want to continue dying, or I kind of feel like my entire body is shaking. They may feel like they are getting the orgasm, but it's not the full-on orgasm. And what's really important, you know, for men, everything is out. It's the penis is all the way out. You see how it is, you stimulate it, and you get the orgasm. But for women, most of the clitoris is sitting inside. Anatomically, you only see the glands of the clitoris, the tip of it. And clitoris is much, much bigger, and women are packing it inside. So it's kind of, imagine if the entire penis was inside and you would only see the glands. So for women, it's the same way. What you want to do to get the real orgasm, you want to really stimulate the entire clitoral complex. And that's what we try to do with the toys that we are designing at Get Saray. So in Get Saray, one of the toys, which I want to call them sexual devices, not necessarily toys, one is our Spellbound, which stimulates, of course, the outer portion of the clitoris. And it gives you that feeling that, let's say, somebody is performing oral sex on your clitoris from outside, but also has a part that goes inside and vibrates around the G-zone, where you have all the clitoral nerves that are sitting in front wall of the vagina. So when you stimulate the whole thing together, the inside and outside of clitoris, you start getting those kind of orgasms that, you know, basically they are on a very different level. It's something that my friends are telling me, you know what, I'm ready to leave my partner because I don't need him anymore. But I tell them, don't leave your partner. This could be the safest form of threesome. You know, you can use it with your partner.
And certainly some good information shared so far. Appreciate your visit today. We're speaking with Dr. Amir Marashi, a board-certified cosmetic gynecologist and founder of Saray, the first sexual wellness brand with pleasure care essentials developed by physicians here on eHealth Radio's Sexual Health and Gynecologist channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, also continuing on, as a part of your mission, you have developed an intervention to help bring science back into the bedroom through Get Saray. Tell us about it and how it's empowering women and couples alike.
So one thing that we started working on is this enchantment gel that we created in Get Saray. So we wanted it to be very scientific. There are a lot of orgasm gels out there. People put a little bit of like mint, let's say, or cinnamon, gives you a warming sensation, cooling sensation. But I didn't think that is really the right way to do it. A lot of those cause lots of irritation. So for the past 5 years, I've been researching on the best formulation for basically orgasm gels. And I kept changing the formulation. My patients tried them, and you know, I think we got the perfect formulation, but wanted to really substantiate it and make sure medically by research it is working. So we created an ultrasound protocol, which we are doing a sonogram of the clitoris. Never been done before with this protocol. So we look at the clitoris, just like looking at the penis, with ultrasound, with sonogram, and we kind of figure out how much it gets engorged with intercourse or with, you know, what, this gel. And we showed the difference before and after. We see the blood supply that's coming inside it. And this way we can bring the science back to the bedroom.
Again, Dr. Marashi, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today and for what you do and for all the information and insight shared here today. Lastly, you want to make sure folks are educated on this topic, as we'd mentioned. Where can folks go for more information according to our conversation today?
Of course, I think the best way to get more information, go to Get Saray website. We have a blog that we started taking the dirty out of all the sex toys and sexual devices, and we actually put scientific matters on there. We actually teach you what you need to learn for better orgasms, for better relationship. And the posts are very short. They usually have a video with them as well. So if you don't want to read it completely, you can just go to the blog, watch the video, or read the post. It's going to take you like 30 seconds to 1 minute. But I think that's a very good place to start, Get Saray or Get Saray Instagram. If you want to see my medical work, you can always find me on Instagram at NYCGyno, NYCGYNO. So either of those.
Easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Marashi, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Amir Marashi, a board-certified cosmetic gynecologist and founder of Saray, the first sexual wellness brand with pleasure care essentials developed by physicians. And for all the details, once again, visit GetSaray.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.